Australia Day. It's tomorrow. We all get a public holiday on Monday. And we all differ, I think, in how we spend Australia Day. Some of us really like a party. Some of us have a barbecue. Some of us go and watch tall ships. Some of us stay inside and weep. Some of us, well, it passes us by. Some of us just go to the beach. Unlike Anzac Day, which does have very clear rites and rituals, very clear protocols, there is no set way for Australia to celebrate and spend its National Day, Australia Day, on the 26th of January. So what traditions could bond us beyond the divisions surrounding the debate that always go on at this time of year, the debate we've been hearing over the last few days and weeks, people protesting Indigenous Australians, many of it only refer to Australia Day as Invasion Day. Blake Robinson is a Bundjalung man and the coordinator of the annual Yarban Festival in Sydney, which has been going since 2001. Blake Robinson, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. I know the Yarban Festival actually is already happening, so we thank you for taking time out.
Yes, of course.
Blake, before I get to Yarban and what it is and what its purpose is, you're a Bundjalung man. Can I ask you what January 26th represents to you?
Well, for me, I don't participate in Australia Day. I call January 26th Survival Day. And for me, Survival Day stems from the first day of mourning protest in 1938. And that was led by William Cooper two other men.
Jim Patton, I think.
I follow with that. Their protest originally was against the celebration of Australia on that day. And the main purpose of that protest was to highlight the standard of living conditions for Aboriginal people. And 70 odd years later, we're still trying to highlight those conditions and bring that attention on a national level. It's still not kind of making the impact that we needed to make.
So tell us about the Yarban Festival. It happens in Sydney. It's been going on since 2001. I always knew there was a protest by mainly Indigenous Australians, but not only on this day. I never knew it ended in a festival. A festival brings to mind some kind of celebration or celebratory air. Is that the atmosphere at Yarban?
Yeah, so basically what it starts with is what we often tend to advise is people start from the march, and then the march actually comes to Yarban. So the march, we've only just started coordinating with FIRE, the group that runs the march this year and last year. They hold those speeches. They talk about the deaths in custody, the ongoing stolen generation that's still happening today. And injustice, like police injustice and stuff like that. So that's all of the day of mourning processional stuff that happens. Then we come to Yarban, some more of those speeches carry on. They bring some of those speeches into Yarban as well so that the audience that's already there can also hear what's going on.
What, from your point of view as the coordinator, what's the purpose of it? I mean, there's live music, there's kids' activities, there's a disco, I think, there's forums. Does it have any kind of celebratory air in terms of this is Australia Day, this is a national day, or is it more a safe space for people to be, Indigenous people to be with their concerns and their anger and their grief and whatever feelings they may have on this day?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of everything actually, because there are people within our community that do just want to celebrate and just not be down on that day. But there are people who just want to be around mob and just be close and together and united. So what we do is offer that space, that safe cultural space as well.
Last year on this on Australia Day, we spoke with Wesley Enoch, Indigenous Australian, director of the Sydney Festival, about the date and about reimagining how we could make this day work so it would be more inclusive and it would include the grief and the mourning of Indigenous Australians and the celebration of a nation. Wesley Enoch was not necessarily in favour of changing the date. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
if you move the date, if you change the date, do you also remove the spur that helps you talk about it? And do we want to continue to confront it? And I think sometimes we do. Like, what do we think? Not just now, but what's it going to be in 100 years from now? Do we want a reminder for the whole country that this is how this colonial conversation started and this is where it was? The problem is we have no tools to deal with the conversation, and so it goes rampant in lots of different directions.
That was Wesley Enoch last year. What do you think of that argument, that it's worth maintaining this debate to commemorate what actually happened on this day? And what happened on this day was something not just for Australians to celebrate, but also Australians to remember, commemorate, and grieve.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. And there are divided views even within the Aboriginal community as well. But for me, I personally don't believe that today should be a celebration of Australia as a nation. I don't think we are at that capacity yet, because there's still that the fight and the argument between the Indigenous people of the country and the non-Indigenous.
So you're still of the view that we should change the date?
Well, I just don't think that there is a date yet, because there's still such a divide.
Because we're not a united nation?
Yeah.
Unified nation.
Yes, exactly. So until we actually come together, I think we need to work out that date together as an Indigenous and non-Indigenous community. And work out that date ourselves.
So what is the key in your view, Blake, for us coming together? What would unify
us? An understanding and an actual, what's the word I'm looking for? Change with everything that's going on, all the issues that we highlight on this day, the forced removal, the New South Wales new legislation that's just come in, adoption without consent. You know, the way that that impacts our community, the removal from not only family but communities as well, the ongoing loss of culture because these kids are being removed from their families and communities. And that all stems back to the first Stolen Generation, where the idea and the concept was to remove kids from their families so that they would not be involved in culture and just lose all of that connection to their people.
It's 13 past 8. Our guest is Blake Robinson, a Bundjalung man and coordinator of the annual Liaban Festival in Sydney. So, Blake, would it help with moving on those issues, do you think, if the nation on the day, and Wesley Enoch and others have put this model forward, had a recognition ceremony in the morning, a mourning ceremony, if you like, to start the day, recognition of the pain that was inflicted on Indigenous Australians before the day turned into some kind of national commemoration of Australia as a nation?
See, we already do that, in essence. That's what Yarban is about. We start the day off in the morning, as in the day of mourning. And even to this day, our local Lands Council, Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, still go to the Australia Hall where that first day of mourning protest started. And they go there and they go through those processes.
I suppose what I'm saying is, if the whole of the nation, black and white...
Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of non-Aboriginal people that do attend Yarban. So... yes, I agree with what you're saying. I just don't think it's going to be a national, a nationalism day. I think it should still relate to, you know, what we're doing is celebrating our culture and bringing people into that culture to show them what we are, who we are. On our, like, we have a main stage of live music. We have a corroboree ground of traditional dance. We have a speak out tent, and that the speak out tent this year will cover those topics of the New South Wales new legislation about forced removals. But these are all ways that people can see and be exposed to Aboriginal people and our community. On the main stage, we have, it's just a full lineup of Aboriginal artists and Torres Strait Islanders. So that's what we're trying to highlight here.
Blake, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Blake Robinson, Bundjalung man and coordinator of the annual Yarban Festival in Sydney. Happens in Glebe, I think. Glebe Park? Victoria Park in Sydney. And it's, as you heard, it's a recognition of what that day represents to Indigenous Australians, a safe place for Indigenous Australians, and also a recognition, a celebration of Indigenous culture. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:15.